Red Brick Media. High quality CDs, DVDs, lectures, khutbah, conferences and Quran recitations. All revenue generated supports our dawah work, supported by visiting our store. You can now purchase directly from our site, www.redbrickmedia.co.uk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله والحمد لله وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلق الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We're talking about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the six rights of a Muslim over the Muslim. The six rights, if we remind ourselves, are first of all that if you meet him, you give him salam or you give her salam. The second right, which we talked about in the previous episode, if he invites you or if she invites you to partake in some food or some drink or gathering, then you accept the invitation. The third one, which we're going to talk about, if he or she seeks your advice, then advise him. The fourth one that we are talking about, when he or she sneezes and praises Allah, that you say, Yarhamukallah, that you invoke Allah's mercy upon them. The fifth, that you visit them when they are sick. If they are sick, you visit them. And the sixth, that if they die, you follow their janazah. These are the rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. And this, in this third episode, we're talking about seeking advice. If an individual seeks your advice from the Muslims, it is from their right for you to advise them. And this advice is a huge topic. And to be honest, we could have done a six-part series on giving and taking advice. We'll try to take the most important points. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that this religion is giving sincere advice. At the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this advice extends to the leaders of the Muslims and to the common folk, the general people. So giving advice applies to every single Muslim, and this hadith enforces that. There are a few very important points when it comes to giving advice. First of all, who you seek advice from is very important. That you seek advice from people who are best placed to give it. Advice from those people who have the most experience in the situation and those people who have the knowledge to give you the right Islamic perspective on the particular thing that you're concerned about. Part of giving sincere advice, while we're on that topic, is for the person to respond in the way that is best. Meaning, if they don't know the answer or they're not sure, not to offer a sort of a reply to simply pacify that individual, to simply make that individual content with what is said, simply to say, oh, well, I think you should do this, without giving it any thought, but to give it sincere thought, to really think through it and to say, perhaps I'm not the best person to ask, I would advise you to go and ask so-and-so. This is part of sincere advice. If you have something to offer, that you offer it sincerely like you would advise yourself. And subhanAllah, so many of the ills, and like I said, it's a huge topic, but so many of the ills in our society come from not giving sincere advice. We see our brother in the masjid praying. And when that brother, he prays, we see him make a mistake. And what do? We turn our heads, we get up and we walk away. When we ourselves may have many, many mistakes in our prayer, but because nobody is advising each other, nobody is helping each other, nobody is offering that sincere advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Asr, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, they offer themselves that sincere advice to the truth, that sincere advice to each other to be patient. We're not offering that. And so we are content with our brother or our sister going astray in Islam. And this is particularly relevant when it comes to the topic of bid'ah. When it comes to the topic of bid'ah, we are far, far too quick to write something, to say something, to stand on the minbar and to accuse someone or to criticize somebody. And there's no doubt this is an important part of something in Islam. Warning against innovation and warning against the people who fall into it is a critical part of Islam. If you had a school and there was someone outside who kidnapped children, would you not advise the people, warn the people? Of course you would. But it has to begin with sincere advice. It has to begin with sincere advice. You cannot stand up and say, so and so is such and such and such and such and such and such, if you haven't sat down and advised them according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you say, well, I advised him when I stood up on the minbar and I said in front of everybody. Nobody will accept this advice because it's not done in accordance with the sunnah. In fact, this method of giving advice in it is in itself a bid'ah if you consider this to be the only way that you give a person advice. Because the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to give the advice first of all in private, to sit down with that individual, to say, Ya Akhi al-Kareem, my dear brother, my beloved brother, I love for you what I love for myself. And we know the Prophet ﷺ said that none of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. And that both of us know that innovations have such a terrible position in Islam, and the Prophet ﷺ said so many things about them, and he warned the people against them. And I saw you the other day doing such and such, and wallahi, I want for you what I want for myself. So I advise you, Ya Akhi al-Kareem, don't do this, this and this. Or I advise you, Ya Akhi al-Kareem, that I think maybe, perhaps you could do it in a different way. You would still achieve the same thing, and you would be doing it in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Whether or not that individual accepts your advice is going to be largely down to how sincerely you give it and how well you give it in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. As for sab and shatam, just cursing and cussing people out, this is something that is not from sincere advice. Sincere advice, like Abbad ibn Abbad, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the contemporaries of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he wrote an advice, and in this advice he talked about the sort of sincere advice that you give to people. And he said, you advise Ahlul Bid'ah with the sincerity that you would advise your own self, because their misguidance does not increase you in guidance. Them going to Jahannam, when I explain, them going to Jahannam does not increase your space in Jannah anything. You give sincere advice because by you helping to be a reason to guide them with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you raise your own rank in paradise. Islam is not a selfish religion whereby you make more space for yourself by kicking other people or pushing other people away. Rather, the more people you bring to Islam, the more you get for your own self. So when you see somebody doing something bad, when you see somebody who has perhaps made a mistake, who has fallen, and all of us make mistakes. All of us have slips of the tongue. All of us say things that we didn't mean. All of us slip up. Sometimes we talk publicly and sometimes we say things that we don't mean, or sometimes we refer to something from memory and it's not quite like we thought it was. Advise the individual sincerely. And the second part of this is that that individual needs to accept your advice, whoever it comes from. Even if your worst enemy says to you, Ya Akhi, this and this and this and this and this, then you accept it from them if it is the truth, because you're interested in the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They sincerely advise each other regarding the truth, to follow the truth, to stick to the truth. The truth is what matters. So even if your worst enemy comes to you, and believe me, there is no better way of getting one up over your enemy than when he gives you some advice and he really doesn't want you to take it. In his heart, he doesn't want you to take it. He's thinking, I want to watch this guy fail. I want to watch this guy fall down. And subhanAllah, you look at his advice and whatever you find in it from the truth, you accept it. Then subhanAllah, in a way, you have overcome your enemy and you have followed the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have taken the truth, followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken the truth where you found it, even if it is from someone who you had a dislike with. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't allow the hatred of a people to prevent you from being just. Don't allow a hatred of a people to prevent you from being just. Just because that person who comes to give you advice isn't somebody you like, or is trying to be, or is rude in the way that they give that advice. Think about it. I remember one time I was giving a khutbah, and after the khutbah, a brother came up to me and he said to me, more or less, I really hated your khutbah. He said, I'm paraphrasing. I apologize if I'm being a little bit exaggerating here. He said it in a way that was very clear that he strongly disliked it. And I sort of at first was taken aback, and I was sort of felt very sort of, subhanAllah, you know, it's not a very nice way of saying it. And his criticism was something which I felt didn't have a lot of a basis. It wasn't to do with the method or the style. It was more to do with a lack of political content or not mentioning a certain country or a certain individual or whatever it may be. But then I sat and I thought, you know, if I'm going to take sincere advice and I'm going to implement this hadith, then let me take on board what he has said, look through it, and see whatever he has said that has some truth in it and try to my best to implement it. Even if perhaps it was a little harsh in the way, or I felt at the beginning it was a little harsh. And then let me offer some sincere advice to him. Say, Akhi, ya barakallahu feek. You know, I took your point on board. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, I think it's great that you have such sort of, you give such importance and you really think about it and you come and offer people sincere advice. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Perhaps I would say, next time, inshaAllah ta'ala, advise a little more softly. Maybe tell me in a way, maybe give me 5 minutes after the khutbah just to calm down a little bit. Maybe that way we'll both come closer to the truth. And may Allah bless you. And subhanAllah, this is a wonderful quality of a believer if you can manage it. And this is with the tawfiq of Allah and the blessings of Allah that you do this. If you can sort of step down a little bit and seek advice even from people that you don't like. But this hadith particularly talking about offering the advice that you offer sincere advice to somebody when they seek your advice. Ya akhi, do you think I should do this or this? Not that you set them up to fail. Not that you don't give any attention and you say sort of, oh yeah, I think you should buy this car. You know, subhanAllah, if someone's come to ask you something sincerely about something, to buy something or to marry somebody, you sincerely give them the advice. You think about it like you would think about your own situation. Imagine you're going to get married. If you're not already married, imagine you're going to get married. When you're going to get married, imagine how much you thought about the person you were going to marry. How much you reflected over it, your istikhara, you know, all the things that you did. Imagine how much you thought. Then imagine someone else comes to you and says, yeah, akhi, I think about marrying this girl, what do you think? Why would you not give it the same attention? Why would you not give it the same thought? Why would you say, yeah, sure, I'll marry if you want? No, give it the same thought. Think about it. Just like you would think about it for your own self. If you see a harm, advise the brother about that harm. And don't be shy if they don't take your advice after that. Your advice was for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the brother. For the sake of Allah. So, you advised, and if they don't take your advice, alhamdulillah, maybe you were wrong in the first place. Maybe your advice was bad advice. But you gave it sincerely. And if they didn't take it, alhamdulillah. And if they take it, alhamdulillah. There's no doubt that this hadith places emphasis on the person who seeks your advice. And it's not necessary, of course, that in advice, that someone seeks your advice, you can offer it to them. But this hadith shows the emphasis because that person has come to you and said, ya akhi, I need your help. After the help of Allah, I need your help. I need your advice. Help me out. And even if the only thing you can advise is to say, I advise that you pray Salatul Istikhara, that you pray the prayer for decision making, deciding which way to go. And that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or that I think this is the best thing to do. And you pray your Salat al-Istikhara as well. That's something beneficial. And that's all from sincere advice. And like we said at the beginning, the minimum you can do is to say, actually, Barakallahu feek, I don't know. But why don't you go and ask so-and-so? I think they will be able to give you good advice. And in this, inshallah, this is a minimum level of the advice that you should be giving to other people. In the fourth episode, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be talking about sneezing and those people who sneeze and say Alhamdulillah and then you say Yarhamakallah after that. And that this is of course the end of the third part or the third segment of this 6-part series for GLM TV about the 6 rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم